It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes. Amanda Dixon has the morning off. Our top story on the 7 o'clock report, BYU appears to be looking for a new men's head basketball coach after national reports say that Mark Pope is leaving the school to coach at one of the nation's most iconic basketball schools. KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage. Adam.
Tim, according to reports, Mark Pope is expected to leave BYU for the Kentucky Wildcats. According to CBS Sports, the school has offered Pope a five-year deal worth $5.5 million before incentives, which would make him one of the highest-paid coaches in all of college basketball. Pope won a national championship as a player with Kentucky in 1996 and spoke about his alma mater recently with the program The Field of 68 After Dark.
You know what I'm saying? I love Kentucky. Like, in my soul, I love Coach P, and I love Kentucky.
Pope led BYU to 110 wins and two NCAA tournament appearances in five seasons at the helm of the Cougars. KSL News Radio's Michael Kmit continues our live team coverage with a look at who could replace Pope as head coach at BYU. Michael?
Adam, this would be the first time BYU's had to look for a new head coach since joining the Big 12. And as far as names go, KSL Sports threw together a list. Top of it is Cal head coach Mark Mad Dog Madsen, who led UVU to an NIT semifinal appearance two seasons ago. Next is Utah assistant coach Chris Burgess, who worked as an assistant coach under Pope and played a really big role in BYU's international recruiting. He went for three seasons before becoming an assistant at Utah. And then there's UNLV assistant coach Barrett Peary, who comes with experience in the Big 12 thanks to his time with Texas Tech. Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
Just a few minutes ago, we heard from WLEX sports director Keith Farmer in Lexington, Kentucky, to give us an idea on how Kentucky fans are feeling about the Mark Pope news.
Some of them are a little upset. They feel like the administration went from having these lofty goals of getting Dan Hurley, who's won back-to-back national championships, throwing as much money as they could to him, making him the highest-paid coach in all of college athletics, to all of a sudden they go to Mark Pope, who has coached for 9 years, of Division I basketball, but doesn't quite have the track record of some of the people they were going after, and they felt like he was at a little bit lower tier as far as coaching goes. Now, I think he has two things going against him. He's a little, like I said, older, and then also the fact that he's a little closer to the West Coast. People had to stay up later a lot of times to watch the games, and I had the chance to do that a couple of times this year. And so I think there is a certain age group like mine that's kind of excited about this.
Farmer says Coach Pope likes his team to shoot the three-point shot, which is now Kentucky used to play when he played with the Wildcats. The possibility of the Arizona Coyotes NHL hockey team moving to Utah next season is looking more realistic every day. But now we're hearing from Coyotes head coach on what he calls a distraction. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with more. Peter?
Tim, Coach Andre Turney says he's put down roots in Phoenix.
Me as a coach, I love Phoenix. I choose to renew in Phoenix. I want to be in Phoenix, but I don't know what will happen. It's out of my control.
Turney adds the rumors swirling about What's Next are playing a big role in distracting the players, but he says they can handle it.
We need to be able to go through that because next year, whatever is our team situation in Phoenix or elsewhere, we will have to go through other distractions.
ESPN is reporting the Coyotes could hit the ice as a Utah team as early as next year. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories now. The U.S. spy community is waiting to hear if Congress will renew the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, a spy program that lets the FBI listen to phone conversations involving individuals deemed a possible threat to national security.
Republicans emerged from a meeting last night confident they can pass a revised version of this national security surveillance program, which intelligence officials say is critical to uncovering threats overseas. But some Democrats, including the Congressional Progressive Caucus, say they support requiring a warrant. A vote is expected today in the House, and the clock is ticking. FISA officially expires 1 week from today.
ABC's Christiane Cordero reporting. Tad Daybell's murder trial is on a break today in Boise. Highland resident Christina MacArthur attended the trial yesterday.
We saw a lot of jurors start tearing up. It was very emotional. It really actually brought the reality to the situation at hand.
The jury was shown graphic images from the day Lori Vallow Daybell's children's remains were uncovered in Chad Daybell's backyard. The Utah County Commission passed a resolution showing support for a new Children's Justice Center, a location in American Fork. It will be the second Children's Justice Center in the county when it opens at the end of the month. The first was built in Provo. The lawyer for accused murderer Brian Koberger is arguing his client cannot get a fair trial in Idaho because of the intense media coverage. Koberger returned to the courtroom this week for a hearing, and a judge entered a non-guilty plea on his behalf. It's been more than a year since he was arrested and charged with murdering four University of Idaho students. First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report. Back to Andy Farnsworth.
I-15 traffic is still clear heading to downtown from Utah County. Coming south from Davis County, it's been pretty quiet so far. We got that crash on the ramp, or at the end of the ramp, from south 215 to east 80. And we still have that semi-stalled on eastbound 80 going up towards Parley Summit. I'm Andy Farnsworth from the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL weather now with Matt Johnson, who says enjoy this warm sunshine while you can.
We've got 70s dialed up with southerly flow today and tomorrow. Sunday is cooler as the storm system approaches. 67, though, still not bad on Sunday. Partly cloudy and breezy. We'll bring in the clouds and maybe a slight chance for a shower on Monday. We'll repeat that on Tuesday, Wednesday next week with highs in the 50s.
Today's high could reach 79 in Salt Lake City. They're going to be knocking on the door of 90 in St. George. You have a few more weeks to enjoy some spring skiing. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla knows where to go.
Nordic Valley, Sundance, Beaver, Eagle, and Powder Mountain are all closed for the season. Some are keeping their doors open till the end of the month, like Alta, Brighton, Deer Valley, Park City, and Snow Basin. Some are giving Utahns one more month on the slopes, like Bryan Head, Snowbird, and Solitude. But fans of Cherry Peak will have to head out this weekend because it will close its doors on Saturday. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Yeah, and you better have those skis waxed for the spring snow. Mid-Mountain at Park City, I just checked, expecting 48 degrees for a high today. The International Olympic Committee will wrap up their venue tour here in Utah this weekend. Commission Chairman Carl Strauss visited the Olympic Park in Park City in Soldier Hollow yesterday and says the committee was amazed that the 2002 venues are still used to this day.
We could feel also the spirit from the people here. They bring it to the different venues and they talk about 2002 and what they are doing in the 22 years. And it is incredible.
Today, the committee visits the Snow Basin Resort, and they'll also stop by the Utah Olympic Oval in Kearns. The situation in Garfield County is looking better this morning after the Department of Public Safety was able to cut trenches through the ice at the Panguitch Lake Dam, which, of course, we've reported over this past few days, has a large crack in it. The water levels are also going down behind the dam, easing pressure. People downstream still told to be on alert just in case the dam fails. Put that phone away. Or pay. That's law enforcement's message to drivers as they tackle distracted driving with extra patrols this weekend.
The Utah Highway Patrol and about 40 other Utah law enforcement agencies have ramped up patrols through Sunday to catch distracted drivers. Major Steve Salas with the Utah Highway Patrol says it's become a huge problem across the country and across Utah.
So in 2024, we've had over 900 crashes in the first quarter that were contributed to distracted driving. In the last 5 years, we've had over 80 fatalities.
Salas says they see people on their phones a lot, texting, controlling their music, or looking up directions. The fine for first-time offenders is $100, and that's if no one gets hurt. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
7:09, time for a look at traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon, and we go back to Andy Farnsworth.
Well, seeing a little bit more traffic now along Mountain View as you head out of West Jordan and go up towards West Valley. Bangor has been pretty light this morning. I-15 yet to see a slow spot. 20 minutes from Draper all the way to downtown right now. Heather?
No slowing on I-15 southbound from Ogden to Salt Lake. And northbound, you're also going to have really good speeds if you're heading out of town this early in the morning up toward the Idaho border. You're also going to have a good drive if you use I-84 through the mountains. But we do have a crash. It's minor. It's a fender bender on the connecting ramp from southbound I-215 to head east on I-80 right near the airport. Eric?
I-15 looks good in Utah County right now from Provo to Point of the Mountain. It's a 20-minute drive. If you're heading through Parley's Canyon, still got a stalled-out semi that's occupying the far right lane. This is eastbound I-80 through Lambs Canyon, but so far the other lanes of travel are enough to accommodate the folks trying to get up the hill over Parley Summit. No matter what kind of car you drive, two things are always true. All tires eventually need replacing, and all vehicles need servicing. For quality service you can trust, visit your Utah Big O Tires, the team you trust. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL hourly forecast. We'll start the morning out at 7 a.m. with clear skies and mild temperatures in the mid-50s. By the lunch hour, noticing a south breeze anywhere from 5 to 10 miles an hour, and temperatures already into the 70s with clear skies. Sunshine with a couple of clouds starting to move on in by afternoon. We'll top out at 79, which is only 2 degrees shy of a record. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
57 degrees, and the sun will be up here any minute, which will warm things up quickly with that expected high this afternoon. It's Movie Show Friday, and Andy's going to come back and join me in a minute. We'll take a look at one of the movies that is getting a lot of play and a lot of concern, I think, from people. Amanda and I have had this conversation off the air. We have mixed emotions about a Civil War movie, 2024, so stay with me. Back to sports for a minute here. We have to talk about this. They snapped a 13-game losing streak last night, meaning they finished the season with a winning record at home. National, or actually world championship, just around the corner. I can feel it. Gustavo's laughing at me. The shorthanded Jazz beat the Rockets by 3 points. The Jazz now finish out the season on the road against the Clippers and Warriors. Then the offseason begins, which could bring some major changes to the roster. High winds could be an issue for golfers at the second round of the Masters today in Augusta. We've been keeping an eye on Utah local Tony Finau. He finished the first round 1 under par. Sunday's going to be a big night for two American Idol contestants from Utah.
Ellie Frank, I'm from American Fork, and KB Richens from Hennifer have just made it into the top 20. Ellie wowed the judges with a beautiful rendition of I Can't Make You Love Me.
I can't make you love me.
And brought tears when she shared the news that her father, Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Frankham, would be deploying about the time she would be headed for Hollywood. She joins another Utahan, KB Richens, whose version of Simple Man surprised just about everybody but her father, Justin.
She just naturally gifted. I knew her voice was as unique as it could possibly be when she was just little, nice. Like, I knew she'd be here one day.
Ellie and KB hit the stage Sunday night on ABC when they whittled down to 14, hoping they'll survive the cut. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Good luck to them both. Three men were saved from a small Micronesian island after using palm fronds to spell out help. The men were fishing in the Pacific Ocean when their boat was damaged. The U.S. Coast Guard commander says the men were spotted after family members reported them missing.
A Navy P-8 aircraft from Kadena Air Base in Japan was able to fly over the island and confirm that there were indeed three people there.
The men were stuck on the island for 7 days and say they survived on coconuts and water from a small well. Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report, Taylor Swift is back. Universal Music Group originally pulled all of the music off of the app earlier this year after some licensing disagreements. With her new album coming out next week, The Tortured Poets Department, it is some good news and gives it some good promotion. So Taylor Swift back on TikTok. You like grilled cheese? Might be a bit cheesy, but today is National Grilled Cheese Day. USA Today reports that Americans eat more than 2 billion grilled cheese sandwiches a year. If you're looking for a quick snack to celebrate, you can get a $1 grilled cheese, they're telling us, from Sonic today. So stop by. KSL News Time, 7:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
according to national reports, BYU men's basketball coach Mark Pope is expected to leave the Cougars to become the new head coach of Kentucky. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, law enforcement agencies across the state will be cracking down on distracted driving this weekend. Third, traffic and weather together.
Speeds on I-15 still good this morning, whether you're coming from Weber County or Utah County towards Salt Lake City. It's still got the stalled semi in the right lane on I-80, though, going up towards Parley Summit, although the initial backup that it causes, everybody's getting by it okay now. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Courtesy of Southerly Flow today, we'll be flirting with 80 in Salt Lake. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 57 downtown, and time for our top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. In Washington, the House of Representatives is set to vote today on reauthorizing FISA, something the head of the FBI says is a critical tool in keeping Americans safe from terrorism. From Washington, here's ABC Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
Time is running out with that critical spy law set to expire next week, and FBI Director Chris Wray warning of dire consequences if it's not renewed. The so-called FISA law allows U.S. intelligence agencies to spy on the communications of foreign nationals without a warrant. Ray says the law cannot be allowed to lapse, describing perhaps the most dangerous threat environment here at home since 9/11.
A vote's expected this afternoon. The U.S. Embassy in Israel telling its staff to stay put in cities amid an imminent threat from Iran that could be planning a retaliatory strike for Israel's recent strike on two Iranian generals. The longtime friend and interpreter of Shohei Ohtani accused of stealing $16 million from the Dodgers star to pay his gambling debts. Ipe Mizuhara expected to turn himself in today. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, a movie about a fictional war and one that deals with a real war are a couple of the big films opening here in Utah this week, and I'm sure they're going to be talking about it on today's movie show.
Whatever happens, we don't quit.
Oh, my God.
You don't want to miss this.
All right, Andy, Civil War. Amanda and I have talked about this off the air, and I think she's probably had a chat with you, too. She's a little concerned, and I am, too, about where this movie takes us. Does it give people ideas? Does it is it heavy in politics? What's it like?
Well, you know, well, so the movie itself, I mean, because nobody's seen it yet, it's imagining the final stages of a modern-day fight within the United States itself. It stars Kirsten Dunst as an award-winning photojournalist. She's been documenting the war from the front lines, and she decides to make the dangerous trek from New York to Washington, D.C., so she can be there when the secessionist states, which they never really specify really much of anything. In fact, they leave things really, really vague. And I think that was I feel like it was intentional. You don't know why the war started or even what they're fighting for. They don't bother to explain it. You just sort of follow what things are like. What the conditions are like. There's parts of the country that, you know, they're like pretending like nothing's even happening, even as like there's these gun battles in the streets of towns between Pennsylvania and Washington, D.C. And, you know, Nick Offerman plays a president that they never name the guy. They do, but it's like some fictional president name. And it really is just kind of, I think it's kind of like a warning. Like, you don't ever want to see this happen. There's one scene in the trailer where they fire a rocket at the Lincoln Memorial. And, you know, to think that, you know, our own people would be doing that. I feel like the movie's a warning. There's a bunch of stuff that's just never really specified. So I kind of think you'll go with whatever you have going in is what you're going
to
see.
Yeah, and I'm kind of glad to hear that. One of the reviews I heard early this morning on my way in on America in the Morning was talking about the fact that they concentrated kind of looking through the reporter's eyes and through the lens of the camera. On what it would be like, rather than, you know, pointing fingers at one side or the other.
Yeah, it's not like some military strategic thing. It's kind of on the ground. And if we were at war, what would it be like in different parts? And that's kind of more what it's like. It's a difficult watch, though. I mean, there's no question about it. Like, you don't want to see what you see.
Yeah.
And so you hope you never see it for real. But there's another movie that has it's got a lot lighter note, and I think more people will enjoy on a regular level. It's called Escape from Germany, and it's the latest from a local filmmaker, T.C. Christensen. It tells us the true story of the evacuation of missionaries for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from Germany in the weeks just prior to World War II.
Oh, wow.
An elder's asked by his mission president to go find about 30 other missionaries who are kind of scattered across the country. This is 1939, and get them on trains out of the country right as Germany's closing its borders. And so it's uplifting. It's a true story. I just thought it was really, really well done. And we're actually going to talk with T.C. Christensen on the movie show.
And what's that one called?
It's called Escape from Germany.
Oh, wow.
So it's a period piece, but it's made by a local guy, and I thought it was pretty solid.
Where are you at today?
We are at Sound Sleep Medical today.
All right, look forward to it. Andy's going to put his traffic hat on here, and we'll check traffic and weather together. Brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. All right.
Okay, if you're going on the 201 freeway, you've got some busy traffic building up now, both at 7200 West and just after Bangor Highway. Haven't seen any I-15 delays pop up just yet. And if you're on Mountain View, it is starting to get heavier down in the South Jordan stretch for southbound traffic going towards Harriman. Heather?
We've got a new crash in Ogden. This is at the bottom of the exit ramp from northbound I-15 to 24th Street in Ogden. It's all over onto the right, not blocking any lanes, but it is a little bit of a spectacle, so it's slowing people down even more than they normally do as they exit the freeway and come to that traffic light. Southbound I-15 still at speed the entire way from Ogden to Salt Lake, and that's less than 30 minutes. Eric.
Out in Provo, Parley's Canyon, we've got this disabled semi still blocking off the right lane in Lamb's Canyon. This is working your way up the hill to Parley Summit. You've still got three lanes available to the left of this while they try to get this off the road, so that's not really causing any delays at the moment. I-15 in Utah County moving well, 20 minutes northbound from Provo's University Avenue up to Point of the Mountain. Murdoch Hyundai, home of Tucson SEL, leased for only $375. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast, mostly sunny today with a high of 79. That'll fall 2 degrees short of a record for the date, set back in 1936. Breezy out of the south today. 76 tomorrow, sunny, partly cloudy, 67 on Sunday, a little breezy. Mostly cloudy, 59 on Monday. And then working into next week, lots of clouds. Maybe some showers are possible Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday, we dry out, warm up to 56. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Still 57 degrees in Salt Lake City. And the 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. I was just, sorry if I sound a little distracted. I was pulling up my KSL News Radio app. Because we've been talking to you this week about how handy it is to have the app, but more importantly, maybe you didn't know that you can get almost instant access to our newscast at the top and the bottom of the hour and then listen to them at your convenience. So if you get in the car, you know, let's say 10 minutes after the hour, top of the hour, or 7:40 or something like that, and you've missed the top news headlines of the day, you can actually get on the app or just go to the podcast at kslnewsradio.com and listen to that newscast. It's really handy and makes it more convenient for you when you've got a busy life, and we know you do. Coming up in just a minute, we'll take a look at how the markets are getting started this morning. We're 7 minutes away from the opening bell.